ओम शांति, ओम शांति। यू आर वेरी वेरी फॉर्चुनेट दैट यू आर एबल टू रीच ज्ञान सरोवर, मधुबन, वट एवर। आई मस्ट रियली एक्सटेंड माई कॉन्ग्रेचुलेशंस to all of you, because your courage, your faith, your determination has helped you to reach here. Even we know that all the routes from eastern side are open, and some of the routes from the west are not very pleasant, because going and coming from flying over certain countries, especially Middle East, is not very secure. We know that the conditions of the world are critical and very challenging. It will affect definitely the population of the whole world with many, many challenges. Day-to-day life will be more with, I should say, that minimum facilities or minimum comforts. Day before yesterday in Shantivan, they told us that we will not get gas cylinders for cooking. And I was reminded of when I came to Madhuban, when there was only Pandabhavan, in early 58, I came first time in 58, and at that time, we used to cook on big brick stove with wood fire. So in a way I was excited. I said, okay, we will again cook on wood, right? And I then remembered that in 1976 I went to Guyana, South America or Caribbean, whatever. And Sister Jayanti and Lata Ben, two of them were there. So they hadn't so. And they were cooking on wood fire. Can you imagine? In a big frying pan, Jayantiben was stirring and making some vegetables. So when Baba says sometimes that what was happening in the beginning will also happen in the end, so of course, first our thoughts and the imagination goes to the way you all are celebrating Golden Age celebration. So our mind goes that, oh, there will be beautiful visions and more people might go to trance and Baba definitely will protect us. So we have lot of beautiful thoughts that what happened in the beginning will also happen in the end. You must have seen some of the pictures where during time of partition of the country, where it was very difficult to come out, or you know, they never went out for anything. But Baba kept them very entertained. Every day, trans messenger will bring a new kind of scene of golden age. And mothers will be there. They even stitch the costumes every day for them to prepare for those scenes of golden age. And gods and goddesses, many beautiful things. But also we should remember that those days of beginning, where we manage with, you know, around 3:30 in the morning, some of the main brothers, like Vishwaratan Dada and some of them, will lit the wood fire so that we can get hot water to bathe. So each one of us used to get half bucket of hot water. Buckets were metal bucket, very heavy. And we will get half of the bucket of hot. We have to carry that quite a way to where now the training center in Pandabhavan is, from our rooms. And then we have to mix cold water, and which will make it bucket full. And that we had to shower with that. And I remember that most of us at that time, when we came from our homes, we had lot of facilities, running hot water, and everything was there. We never really at homes used the wood fire or. But there was so much intoxication. Sometimes I think I really did it. But we never had a single thought, how will we live in these conditions, why there are so many difficulties. It was love of Baba. Sakar Baba kept us very busy. Definitely the food which was cooked was simple, but very tasty. Pandabhavan food until now, Brahma Bhojan. Bholi Dadi was in charge. It was very, very simple at that time. But as I said, was very, very nice food. So those of us who have seen those days of yagya, so what comes to our mind is that even the physical external conditions could be same as in the beginning, but our love for Baba, our intoxication, hours of meditation, going on the different, we had little rocks within the campus. Every evening we will go on different rocks and meditate. One of the practice which Brahma Baba will give each one of us. I still remember when Baba, around 5 p.m. after tea, when Nirvair Bhai's office, it was a rock, very big one. You could just go up and sit there. So Baba said, practice. I am a mortal soul. I am a soul, I am immortal. Just one line. Keep practicing. And I still remember that. After that, even we use word imperishable, immortal, eternal. But it's not we sit and practice to have that awareness. And from that awareness, the strength and the capacity which increases, I don't think we do much. So then next day Baba will say, just go and practice. I am a peaceful soul. I am a peaceful soul. Just one sentence for 1 hour. And I think that the foundation of that time, of our small practices, but for longer time, definitely helped during this spiritual journey. That whenever there is any situation, I am a mortal soul, I am imperishable, I am eternal, I am peaceful. So practice of soul consciousness with every quality, with every characteristic, because it was not only in thoughts, but that awareness then became our words, our interaction with each other, our relationships. The foundation was that awareness of soul consciousness for myself and then also with others. I think you all remember if many years in Gyan, some might be less. When we met each other, we shared a very lovely drishti. And after sharing drishti, he said, Om Shanti. And how do we say Om Shanti these days? Rushingly, hurried, Om Shanti. But Sudesh Didi still does, olden days. She will give us lovely drishti and then say Om Shanti. Because Sudesh Didi also was with me from very beginning. We were few of us from Delhi and one was Sudesh Didi. I know Prabha Didi also many, many years now. So practice at that time, which I think we need to do it now, every morning, just take one quality which is your quality and which is also Baba's prayers. Baba, you are ocean of love, and Baba, I am just image of love. And within a second, there is that connection. Because we say, Baba, you are ocean of love. But how will I connect unless I say, Baba, I am also ocean of, I am also image of love. In image, we say in Hindi, Swarup, Swarup. Swarup, that's what I am. And Baba is ocean, Baba Sagar, and I am Swarup. And it really takes 1 second to feel not only connected with Baba, but today it seems very big, kind of very high destination. When Baba says, you have to become like Father. But actually, I am like my Father, no? I lost my inheritance. I lost my true identity. And now I am reclaiming it. What I lost, I am reclaiming. So it should feel, we all should feel, each one, I am like Baba. Baba is ocean. I am just the embodiment. I am image. One is to say that I have to become like Baba. Otherwise you begin with, Baba, I am like you. And really you will feel inherent your nature, inherent of your nature as your inheritance. So now will be the time to kind of like Baba had been talking about all the treasures. All are full of all the treasures. But also, it's not just attaining a stage. But we have to think and speak and do actions from that stage. So if my stage is peaceful, then my thoughts are peaceful, my words are peaceful, my actions are peaceful. So we could recollect many practices, many, many beautiful things of the beginning. And then we say, it will also happen in the end. Nundari Janki had three words when she left. And I still remember sitting in her room and she said, write down, you have to send this three words to the whole world. She keeps saying, write now. Dariya, I will go in my room and I will send email. And one is truth, other is cleanliness, but third is simplicity. One thing we have to do in our life at present is, we have needs, but minimize them. I remember it was Dadi Gulzar's day, when I was offering bhog, Baba said, pack up, pack up. Minimum. So that my needs are fulfilled. No, when Baba says, children, I guarantee at least you will get dal roti. May not be bread and butter. Dal roti. And I think we like dal roti, right? Yeah? Or we need bread, butter every day. So simplicity. Now, okay, we don't get slander if we don't get. We again got next day with the thought, use it minimum. But then there is a signal that you won't have enough diesel for your cars. So transportation. And then I remember that how dadis in the beginning, you know, we had no car, nothing. Buri dadi, one who used to receive us at the train station, used to come to buy vegetables. So then, these are baskets of vegetables. She has to carry, take it up to mountain. So she will rent a kind of, we call it tempo, but it's like a little truck kind of thing open. So she will put all baskets, hard things, potatoes, and on the top tomatoes. And we are six of us, and we sit on the sides. This much little seat, six of us, you know, and our legs, all vegetables in between. It was okay, we still arrived. You have heard that all Daris carried pumpkins and walked from Abu Road to Mount Abu. I didn't think I can do it now. How many of you can do it? Can anyone carry a pumpkin from Abu Road to Madhuban? How many of you? You want to try one day? So, now if there is no diesel, that's why I said you are very fortunate that still there is fuel for aeroplanes that we could reach here. You all heard stories of so many couldn't go. So many had to buy new tickets. Some had money, some didn't, and some helped each other. So that's why I said in the beginning that you are very fortunate. I know that some, I think Brother Eric from Canada said, 20 or 15 have come from Canada. But our whole group from USA, they cancelled and they said, we will go to London but won't reach Madhuban. And Baba says that all this will happen starting now and it will be more and more. So, in our thinking and as much we could simplify our life, I think that we will feel it easy and we will still be comfortable. So when I saw a very beautiful welcome with golden aged hats and all that, one good thing I really enjoy here, every day is some celebration. Yesterday, when I came in, we still do Avyakti Parivar, and about 60-70 we have that much space in the cottage or the place I am. So when I came in, they had some dolls, very beautiful dolls. So they call doll a goodie. Today is Goodies Day. So they brought a big one and they gave me a little one. I got a doll just now, I will show you. Where is that doll? So they call it Goodie Day. Then they say today is the new year for Maharashtra. Today is the first day of nine nights of goddesses. So they said 3-4 days. I said which day is nothing, you know. Monday is Shiva's day. Tuesday is Vishnu's day. Wednesday is Saraswati day. Thursday is Satguru Baba's day. Friday also is someone's day. Saturday they couldn't find anyone. So they call it Shani Dev. Saturday in Hindi is called Shanivar. So every day, you know, I remember one of the prime ministers said, it's only in India that every day there is a festival. And Shantivan must be everywhere. Today is the bhog, someone left body. Today is the bhog of birthday. Today is the bhog, you know. Who is going, coming? It's like bhog for 13 days for this one. 13 days. It's like every day there is bhog. Every day there is big Brahma bhojan. So it's like Baba has given us, I think you all must be aware, that we are largest family in the world. Largest family. You know, family means, the definition according to some of the laws in certain areas, where we are in New York, is a very, very good area. They say, if five of you live together but have one kitchen, is considered family. And we have one kitchen, right? One family is one kitchen, right? 9,000 without any parties, 9,000 eat every day in Shantivan. When the groups are there, last Dadi Gulzar's time, 20,000 were eating whole day, starting from tea in the morning to snacks and breakfast and lunch and dinner. So it's the largest family, and we are very happy that we are members of this big family. And big family. And then, of course, Baba, it's so interesting that our relationships, of course we are brothers, sisters, but we are also students of same university. Baba says, four generations study in same university. And then, of course, in every country we are a big organization. We have our own constitution, we have our own legal financial systems, and internationally a very, very big organization. And just the three words which applies so much, which Baba loves to say to the children, that you are holiest. Yeah? Then you are highest. And then you are richest. Because every country, all over the world, have so many Baba's homes. In India, everyone has a bhavan, has a retreat place, and now they all have cows and everything big. Every place, every country has 30, 20, 50 centers. So Baba is the richest, right? Someone asked me, how many, where is your home? I said, everywhere. Said, how is possible? So I said, yes, look at the home of my, the name of my home is Brahma Kumaris. So don't just keep saying we are becoming. Are we becoming masters of the world, or are we masters of the world? Are we masters of the world? I'm not hearing properly. Because we are becoming angel, we are masters, we are deities, and I say no. We are angels, we are also divine, bestowers, deities. We are. So always just remember, I am the master. So, masters are bestowers. We bestow love, we bestow peace, right? So again, congratulations, our good wishes, and a big welcome to Madhuban.